Thunderstorms are awesome displays of raw power and force. Although storms can turn deadly and result in catastrophic damage and loss of life, they nevertheless are visual displays of the power of the Creator of the universe. Throughout the scriptures, God uses these phenomena as a physical and figurative sign. Their usage, as we've seen to this point in the discussion, adds to the many threads that tie the narrative together. One may tend to look at the sky or the weather report on television and simply regard a storm as a normal occurrence that imposes itself on outdoor activities. The physical world declares the wonders of God, and thunder and lightning are only two examples of the power that created them. Paul stated, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse," in Romans 1:20. When God appeared at Mount Sinai, we have a powerful description of what was seen as the Lord descended on the mountain. "And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled," in Exodus 19:16. This sight had a tremendous effect on the children of Israel as they watched. "And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood far off," Exodus 20:18. The children of Israel had been told to prepare for the Lord's appearance. Moses gave specific instructions concerning their personal readiness, conduct, and restrictions that had to be observed. Barriers were set up around the mountain, and anyone who came in contact with it would die, in Exodus 19:10-13. The Hebrews had already seen the power of God in action as 10 plagues struck Egypt. Now, free of their slavery, they stood at the base of the mountain of God in Sinai, where they were to receive a covenant from the Lord. This wasn't just a list of rules that had to be followed. The law, delivered to them by Moses, gave substance to their newly liberated nation. The appearance of God, accompanied by thunder and lightning, would impress on their minds that the Lord is a being who could perform what He promised them. The law would then be a binding agreement or covenant in which God stated the conditions for the continuation of His blessings on them. They were reminded to keep the law and honor God and remember the great things He had done for them. The display at Sinai would also serve as a warning that if they chose to do evil, the Lord would deal with them according to their rejection and rebellion. A God who had defeated the pagan idols of Egypt and appeared in thick clouds, thunder, and lightning was one to be respected. In the New Testament, as Christ was speaking to His disciples concerning the fate of Jerusalem, they asked about His return and what sign they could expect before that happened. Christ answered their questions and employed lightning as a figure of the swiftness of His actions when He came back. Describing His return, Christ states, "For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be," in Matthew 24:27. Christ also stated that there would be no sign warning humanity before this took place. Jesus told them, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but My Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Matthew 24:36-39. We see from Christ's own words that only God knows when the end will be. Jesus didn't have this information, nor did the angels. The comparison with the days of Noah are very clear. No warning will be issued to announce the imminent return of the Lord. The speed at which this takes place is accompanied by a fearsome spectacle, as the Apostle Paul writes to the Thessalonians to reassure them. "And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power," in 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. Coupled with the image of lightning, one should take note of the importance of preparing for the last day. Lightning also declares the glory, power, and presence of God in the resurrection of Christ. the appearance of the angel that rolled back the stone from Christ's tomb is described in this manner. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him the keepers did shake and became as dead men in Matthew 28:3-4. We can appreciate the nature of this event. The angel, a supernatural being, descends on the tomb being guarded by Roman soldiers, some of the fiercest warriors on the planet. The last thing they expected was to see an angel or witness the rolling back of the stone on the mouth of the grave. The image depicts power and immediately invoked fear so that these hardened soldiers became as dead men, describing the terror that overwhelmed them. Such a display was so overpowering that the guards were immobilized and unable to challenge who they saw. Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, and probably the last written at the end of the first century, records a vision that the Apostle John had while exiled on the island of Patmos. The opening of the letter reveals that the message is in signs or figurative expressions, revealing the message of God to the seven churches of Asia. Images of both God and Christ are presented and are consistent with the writings of other prophets, such as Ezekiel. The throne of God is figuratively represented using images of thunder and lightning. John writes, "And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God," Revelation 4:5. The presence of all these elements speaks of the sum total of God's power, wisdom, knowledge, and ability to command both the physical and spiritual worlds. If we see the scriptures as an extension of the power and mind of God, then we can appreciate the magnitude of God's capability. God has the power to conceal or reveal, and that which has been revealed can be confirmed as we see the power of God displayed in the universe. Closely related to rainbows, thunder, and lightning are clouds.